Make a motion to approve December 14th, 2021, 6:00 PM, regular minutes for the CDRA.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Russell, to approve the minutes of the December 14th, 2021, regular CDRA meeting held at 6:00 PM. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 12/10 of 2021 to 1/7 of 22, in the amount of $1,810.45.
It's a little.
It's what we like.
I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register dated 12/10/2021 to 1/7/2022, in the amount of $1,810.45.
Who is that? Sam? Okay, I have a motion by Russell, seconded by Sam, to approve the invoice register dated 12/10/2021 to 1/7/2022, in the dollar amount of $1,810.45. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Wolf?
Yes.
Ronke?
Yes.
Phil?
Yes.
Okay, next we'll turn some time over to Mont.
Okay, we have got grant applications submitted, this new Main Street program and the money from National Park Service. We've got grants submitted for $193,525 to make improvements on Main Street. When you put the match with it, it comes to $307,700. And we look like we're in good shape on those, so this will be major work to upgrade buildings as part of the Darren Olds bill to bring the Main Street program back in. There's a pool of money there. That pool of money is only $307,000. But we have another $140,000 available, $133,000 available through the NPS. So we anticipate doing some major projects on Main Street with this grant money. In the meantime,
I have a question to ask you. So like, if businesses want to help, do they have to partner with us, or how does that work?
Okay, the way it works is this. On the Main Street money, the way it works is there's a smaller pool of $30,000. That's a 50-50 match. And we've got this building, we've applied for some money for this building. We've applied for some money with the building that is occupied by Brooke Allred for photography business. We've applied for some money for the old, where Liz Rehn is. And then the big projects that are a 75% grant and a 25% match, complete restoration of the building where the great old co-op building, which is now in kind of like a closed down thrift store, that's going to be retail and residential, and they're going to get a grant of about $20,000. The home down here, the Nelson House, being converted to a bed and breakfast by Mark Marriott, they're going to get a $50,000 grant if all the pieces work. And then where the gun shop was, that's the Ivory project, Command Ivory, they're going to get $50,000. In terms of the application, now, we look very competitive. I think we're going to be in good shape. But if we do get that money, we're going to be able to make some fairly significant strides in upgrading our Main Street. So I want to report on that. The other thing is we came in number one, as I said last time, on a $1.2 million project from UDOT to extend the trail down to Spring City, and I'll be getting back to you on that. The applicants there would be Spring City, San Pete County, and Mount Pleasant. No money would come out of our budget or the RDA budget. It would be all outside money. And so that's looking pretty good. And I just finished the application today to the Economic Development Administration for $400,000 to do that. And this, by the way, we should point out, this money, some people say, well, why can't you take that money, that grant money, and put it over in the C road funds? We could do roads rather than trails. And the way it works, these are funds that have been set aside to be used for trails. And so therefore, that's why we have to go that particular route. Another project we're moving quickly on, like Jack and getting in to report on, is we're moving forward with the proposal to the Eccles Foundation to help with landscaping. And Mike's got a great idea, working with Representative Love, maybe we get some earmark money with this session. The legislature, we currently have $150,000 It's already, your company is spent by May the 10th, 2023, right, Finance Director? We got a $50,000 grant from the Heritage area as part of that pool of money, and we expect, and also been awarded $30,000 from Utah Division Parks and Recreation. So Jack's project is on the ground, ready to go forward. So Jack, it's all yours.
We're not going to have any trouble spending that money, Mike. It's not going to be bad at all. We've got fixed the wall, we've got a pile of fill, and we started our pad for the showers and restrooms, and then we put the whole several loads of road base to cap it, and we are ready to actually start, when the weather permits, to dig down so we can do the foundation and the footings. So we're moving ahead on that. We are going to take the two double doors that are on the east side of the arena, there are two of them together. I'm going to take those out, and I'm going to cut the whole frame and everything out and put an overhead door in there. The reason why is because we get people come in and they got their horses, and they're trying to hold that door open and lead their horse through, and they hook a stirrup on the molding, tears the molding off, and...
Is that in the double door, the double walk-through doors?
Yeah, and I haven't got a figure on it yet. I talked to James Roberts, and he's going to get us a price on doing it, and we're going to proceed with that as soon as we can, because we're going to have a big wreck there one of these days. The west door, they tore the molding off it so bad that I have to beat it back with a hammer now to get the door to close.
Are they slam open door though?
What's that?
Are they slam open doors with the slam release?
The panic release for egress.
So they're fire egress doors.
I'm sorry, I don't know what slam open door is.
So you have to push a little lever on the door to open them.
Yeah, but they don't work that great, so you can open them from the outside actually. And
right. But they still fire code. They're a fire code issue.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying.
Would there be a fire code issue with that overhead door?
I don't know. Let me look into it, though.
No, don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
It'll be okay as long as I sign off.
It's going to be bigger and taller, so we get more people out in a bigger hurry. So we'll be good.
It depends on how it's set up. We'll look at it.
All right.
It ain't.
All right. How it locks from the inside.
Jack, capitalized again originally on the application. We're calling for $175,000 for the restroom and showers, $45,000 for the, we're going to be actually $25,000 for hookups,
right?
25 more hookups and 40 more stalls and $1,000. I think you're going to amend that, aren't you? And go after the applicants to do these in quote to put a building that you discussed.
Yeah, we've really actually got plenty of stalls. We could stall 200 horses, and we made great leaps and bounds over the years getting that done. And we, thanks to the power department and public works, we got the hookups put in and all the leaks fixed. I didn't say I'm wrong, Paul.
All the materials.
So yeah, we're making quite a bit of progress. We've had some really good events down there lately. We're doing a lot of ranch ropings, and we have on Saturday. They have, and of course you have to remember that some guys will enter several times. And we had 100 teams of three, and I mean it was an all-day marathon kind of deal. But after that one, we had I had two guys call me yesterday and schedule the same thing, and then the guy today scheduled two more. So it's getting to be a pretty big deal, and they're a lot of fun, and we don't make a ton of money on them, but we keep the doors open. I guess that's the main thing. And let's see, anything else we need to cover, Mike?
Yeah, if you would please, when I was talking to Jamie at EDA today, this is a new novel book for them to fund a recreation project like this. And she asked about the data that I have there from the Backcountry Riders of America, and the money we have from state parks of $30,000, we set aside $9,000 for trails. And could you recap your opinion
how well this project may ultimately work with the backcountry riders, because I was asked questions of what's this concept of a horseshoe, of a horse motel.
Okay.
Can you elaborate on that? And sure. Also, it's a $220,000 figure, pretty close to put the buildings on the west side.
Yeah, which we need desperately. Yeah, I was going to, let me do that first. The 100 by 100 warm-up arena that we have off to the west, we've got to get a building built over that, or else we're going to start losing business. We have so many people come saying, well, where are we going to warm up? Because we have to warm up in the arena. Well, we can't do that. We have too many people. And so that is going to be a real issue. It already is. As far as the trails and the, what did we call it, the horse hotel? What we'd like to do is we would like to shuttle riders that come in. Let's say 10 people come in and they want to ride a trail. Ask them what trail they want to ride. We would like to be able to shuttle them from the arena out to that trail, have a guide, take them on the trail ride, bring them back, they can have supper, have a shower, and go on a different trail the next day. That's the concept, and that's what we'd like to do. And we have got trails that are just a little easy trails that Bull could ride. And then we've got some, then we have some, then we can go on some steeper, rougher stuff that people want it. So that's the concept.
You know I'm an old sheep herder.
Yeah,
you know that? I've been on every trail up there.
You probably walked the whole time. Yes.
One more thing. When I was talking to Jamie today, I'd like to make it clear to the board, I don't exaggerate or embellish, but I do try to paint a positive picture. And so I need to know this. I said that our data show that there are approximately 120,000 horses along the Wasatch Front. I got that data off a website. And they're getting less and less opportunity to ride there. And so if we have this opportunity down here on way of open spaces, this is a market that we can really advertise to. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is. We can tap into those, all of those northern horses that, like you said, there's no place to go. And some of the trails that we've got down here are really scenic and they're nice to ride. And to be able to come back to a central location, if you want, build a campfire, have a shower, do whatever you want to do, makes it very attractive. And have a place to put your horse. You don't have to tie it to a tree. Yes. I thought
you had a question. No. I was going to ask Mom a question.
Go ahead.
Where are we with Snow College?
Well,
let me give you an update. I called Jay Olson this last week.
I was going to say, I've got a lot of data that I passed on to Mike, and he's coordinated that with Jay Olson. Go ahead, Mike. And Steve Lake.
So I talked to Jay Olson this last week.
Now who's Jay Olson?
He is the manager overall of the agriculture department down there. And he said that that arena is being built with no intent of doing any type of shows. He says we will be doing classes for equine stuff and different things that he says he thinks will actually spin off and help us, because the students would be able to learn how to do shows there and then be able to come to our arena and do them. So he said right now there is no intent at all of doing any shows other than using it for their agriculture program. The big area that we questioned was the concrete slab along the side of the arena. He says that's all for bringing in farm equipment, and they will work on farm equipment, use farm equipment there in that area.
Great.
So he says, did they sign the memorandum?
No.
No, because Mike's done a great job of not making it confrontational. And Darren Owens, he's told us everything exactly. He doesn't want to get involved. He's wearing two hats. One of them is Snow College Economic Development Director. The other is a state senator. And he wants to make it clear that the decision on how they use that is up to the president, to Brad, and to Jay Olson. But he said, here's what I can tell you. We applied for money from EDA, and so I found out what that application says. If they do what they're going to say they're going to do in that application, it's nothing to do with a recreation trails deal. It's for economic development to create jobs.
And if they do what they're supposed to do, they'll use that as classrooms to train people to be able to be employed in the agricultural sector. The other thing they'll use the arena for is just, you said, for training, the rodeo club to practice in, but they won't sponsor any rodeos, any roping contests, nothing. That's what I was told by Darren, confirms what you've been told.
And Jay told me the arena was only to be the size of Craig Olberg's. So someplace those plans we're getting is a little bit deceiving of what we're seeing on those plans versus what we're being told too. So
hopefully I'll have a copy, and some engineers have done the scaled down plan. I've been told that exactly the same thing, that they're no longer going to have that 37,500 square foot arena.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, closing, the arena is doing pretty good. We were slow through December, but we booked a lot just in the last week. Gaylin, and I don't know about this, but I trusted her with a $10,000 check that we got from the eventing girl, which brings them up current, up to their next event. So
here's the check. We've got $10,000. I will turn it in to Jeannie tomorrow.
Except for the commission. All right, so any questions?
Was you going to say something about our speakers?
Oh, yes, yeah. I got a call today from a city official. It's the first time I've ever had this happen. He said, we need to do something about the sound system in the arena. So I go there to events, and it's really crappy, is how he put it. So then, a week ago, we had a guy, Gaylin, used her FaceTime, you know, the phone. She was showing a guy our cabinet and our amplifier, and then he said, well, I can't imagine why you're having trouble with that. And she said, what do you mean? He said, well, most people have dust, you have dirt. And he said, it is all over that amplifier. And he said, that is the first step, but let's get this cleaned up and get a dust-free cabinet to hold the amplifier and the microphones and all that stuff. And he said, you'll be surprised at the difference. And then our speakers are probably full of dust and dirt, and we'll get the truck down there, one of Shane's trucks, and blow those out, see if we can't help. But one guy told me that they're facing the speakers. They face like this. And he said, the sound waves come out of the speakers, and they hit in the middle, and they disperse and get all... No, I don't know anything about that, but that's what I've been told. So we're going to work on the sound system,
okay,
so that we can get all the older folks in there, like myself, so we can do it. Any questions? Observations? Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Last report from the RDI. Okay, where we stand here on sand pit statue. We received $9,000 from the, it came from the Utah Division of Arts and Museums. The $9,000 check was received by the finance director. It was made out from Utah Heritage Highway A9 Alliance, which is a nonprofit management arm of the Mormon Heritage area. And so Dave gave me the check, we deposited, and I'm cutting, then we'll cut a check for $9,000 to the RDA. So what you've got in the coffers right now for the sand pit statue, you've got $30,000 in the Mormon Pioneer National Heritage Area, and $9,000 that came to us from Division of Arts and Museums. So you got $39,000, and we're going to get you another $8,000, because you think that's probably what you're going to need in the end. And I was told today, and I want to confirm this, that you said our public works crew would donate the site work down there. Is that still, we build that into the budget?
So Rick had donated gravel to us.
Yeah, what you said.
The cement company donated the cement, and they're going to donate another four and a half yards.
Okay.
Comes free. And the power department's going to run the power across from the meter. We looked at that. So yeah.
If you do that for $39,000,
the statue.
This is a statue. Okay. Have you all seen the model of the statue that's upstairs? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you putting that? You know that area right where the road goes in by the coffee depot, that little dip area right there? The easement has been granted by the girls to put it there. And while you're closing, I've got two more seconds so people can see. I'll bring down a small version of this.
Yeah, so Wendy's husband donated the labor. He got the form, the form or the base has been poured. It was poured right around Christmas, December 20th, they were right through there. So that's where that's going.
Are they gonna, could we wait till spring to dig all that in?
Yeah, because they didn't want any lights in the actual cement pad itself, because that's where we was concerned. You know, they wanted spotlights in there, and they said no, they put them all around the outside.
All right.
So, yeah.
So this is Chief Sandfinch?
Yes, yes. Yeah, so we've got a lot of donated materials and labor and stuff on that so far too, so.
Okay, if you, I've got 1 minute left.
Might have the clock on.
There he is.
There's a big one on the back.
I didn't hear that.
No, Rick asked me if I had my clock on. I said, no, there's a big one on the back.
Okay, if you go to MormonPioneerHeritage.org and you click on Discovery Road, we've done two before public television documentaries. One of them is about Chief Sand Pitch. It's called The Lost Tomahawk. And this piece of art, we've worked with the Utah Division of Indian Affairs to get as close as we can to what he would have been wearing, what he looked like. He's sitting on a rock out here at Birch Creek where he was shot. And the story of how he got shot and what happened is told, that shows on about five different TBS stations, but it's called The Lost Tomahawk, and it tells the whole story and how the tomahawk was passed down to families, and we show that tomahawk. And this is, I think it's really great. Now the idea behind it is, we'll get the other funding, is that eventually in that space there'll be three statues. There'll be Sand Pitch, Wakara, and Blackhawk. And so you'll be able to see that Native American history.
That lady that's doing it, she ought to be commended.
Wendy's doing an excellent job. Yeah, she is.
She really is.
I agree. Thanks for all your help.
You bet.
Yeah. She's done a lot of effort and work on it.
Yeah, I went and delivered that stuff, and every time I went out there, it was 2 hours before I get out of there. They're telling me what it's doing and stuff, which I really liked it. I mean, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It is a cool idea and something that's coming forward, so it is going to be neat.
Who talked the most, her or you?
Probably a little of both.
Does anybody have anything else?
I don't.
So yeah, the only thing I had is, like I said, the report of Jay, and I feel a lot better after talking to Jay. And
sounds good.
His comments to Origin and everything else.
So the rest of that we're building on that cemetery, that doesn't run through CRDA, does it?
No. Well, it's another grant we're going after. It's a park and recreation, outdoor parks and recreational grant that we're going after to build the restrooms.
Because I talked to Mike Mould, that he's volunteered all the lumber, and he said as soon as he gets a blueprint, we'll get it set up and everything, so that'll all be ready for that drill.
That's who Jack worked with to get the blueprints for this shower unit.
Yeah, that's good. That'd be good. So Sunrise is doing the preliminary, or Justin took that on, and he's still pursuing the grant application. Oh, we should know.
It's next month, isn't it? It was over 2 weeks, and then $200,000. We still got to get you matched. By the next meeting, we'll have it nailed down.
Okay.
What's happened to the little piece of property they're trying to get for the locomotive?
Mark, you know anything on the locomotive?
Yeah, the locomotive. The two locomotives, one of them is still hung up in Illinois. I talked to George Jones about it, and they think the one that they're going to get is actually going to be 55 feet in diesel. It'd be probably better than the one that you saw that picture on. And before it gets here, it'll all be painted in the colors of Denver Rio Grande, and it'll sit with plenty of room left
on that space that we talked about. And when we get to that point, the reason this is tied in somewhat to the park grant. And that's what Justin and I talked about today with Shirley from Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Because we're able to show in the county records the title of the 17.5 acres is in the hands of Mount Pleasant when they put the arena and everything down there. And where the depot is and so forth, that never was in that 17.5 acres. We get that resolved, then we've cleared all the hurdles in terms of having that grant awarded. And having said that, there's the other issue is on why it applies to the engine. You recall the heritage area. Dave, you got the check, and I hope you have. Oh, you still got the $10,000 check? We got $10,000 for that. The compensation for that 55 feet of land will be $14,000.
Right.
I just got one more thing. I want a hand for all the mock ducks for this shit.
Quit saying how old I am. I turned 84 on December 21st.
How old?
Thanks, Mont.
I hope I'm going like that eventually.
Yep.
So we will make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second. Motion by Russ. Yep, and second by Sam. So we will adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was very good to hear.
Yeah. That's the good.